We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
With the campaign for the GOP presidential nomination in full swing, Don Gagne is a very busy guy, on the road covering debates and straw polls and the ups and downs of the crowded field of candidates. Gagne is a national political correspondent for NPR. Thursday, he'll break away from his beat for a visit to WILL. He'll be here for a reception and talk at Campbell Hall from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Don Gagne, welcome. How are you?
I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to my visit there on Thursday. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, will you be in Manchester, New Hampshire for the debate this evening?
I will not. Mara Liasson, a name people know well and a voice people know well, is covering this one. I think I've covered three or four of the debates so far, but we've kind of been sharing them. So this one's Mara's.
And
but
you,
I'll be watching it, I can tell you.
I know you will. And you covered the Values Voters Summit this past weekend.
I did. I was at that event that drew a couple of thousand evangelical Christian and religious conservative activists to a big hotel in D.C. And it was a pretty lively gathering. Seven, I think, of the candidates spoke, the presidential candidates. But it was also the place where Reverend Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas endorsed Rick Perry, and later in conversation with reporters, kind of set off a controversy by calling Mitt Romney's religion, Mormonism, a cult, and insisting that Mitt Romney is a non-Christian, and that kind of set off a whole debate and discussion over Mormonism that really hasn't been part of this campaign prior to this.
Yeah. Now, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman are Mormons. How have the campaigns of Perry, Romney, and Huntsman responded to what happened this weekend?
Mitt Romney has largely ignored it. He did give his own speech the following day at the convention, and again, he didn't talk at all about what Pastor Jeffress said the day before. But he did criticize another speaker who was scheduled to come on right after him, a gentleman named Brian Fisher of the American Family Association, who has also had similar and very strong words about Mormonism in videos that have been posted on the web and in his writings and on his radio show. So Romney attacked him but didn't attack the guy from a day earlier. So it's not clear what was going on there. John Huntsman was on television talking about this whole thing, and he called Pastor Jeffress a moron. That's a quote. So that's been his response. Rick Perry's campaign, at first they were trying to step back a little bit, and their initial reaction was that, well, it's not for Governor Perry to judge what's in the heart of someone who supports them or who's out there and makes a comment like this. Then later on, they did issue a very strong statement that they do not support such a view, that Mormonism is a cult. The governor says it is not a cult. But again, the endorsement of Perry by the pastor does still stand. They haven't disavowed him or anything yet. So that's kind of where things stand right now.
Do you think this will continue to come up as the campaigns move toward the caucuses and primaries, which begin really just a few months down the road now?
I have a hunch it will. I don't know how big of a deal it's going to be. I mean, certainly it is an issue with a lot of religious conservatives, Christian conservatives, evangelicals. But again, I can tell you, even after Romney spoke on Saturday at the event, I spent a good hour and a half just talking to people who had come to the conference. And I can tell you that while not a lot of them were fans of Mitt Romney, in fact, in the straw poll, he got only, I think, 4% of the vote in the straw poll that was conducted at the event. when you say to them, okay, I understand he's not your first choice, you're not a fan. Let's project out to November of 2012. There is a reasonable chance. I'm not making a prediction, but there's at least a reasonable chance that Mitt Romney will be the nominee. Him being one of the front runners now, and he runs a very well organized and well funded campaign. If he is the nominee, I would say to people, will you vote? Can you turn out and vote for him? And I can tell you, to a person, they said, oh, if it's him against Barack Obama, I'm voting for Romney. Some of them said they may have to hold their nose and do it. Some of them said they'd happily do it if it's him versus President Obama. So the question for Romney is the degree to which anybody who has an issue with his religion, might stay home. And obviously it's too early to tell what kind of enthusiasm there would be. It's too early to say if he's going to be the nominee. But I think it's an issue as we head into Iowa, which is now going to be in January, January 3rd, I think. After that, we'll have to see how big of an issue it is. But it's there now. It's like it kind of let out of the box this weekend. Mm.
What issues do you expect to come to the fore in the debate tonight, and what will you be watching for?
Well, this one, because it's one of the co-sponsors is Bloomberg, the business news wire and news conglomerate. The economy is the issue tonight. It is designed to be a debate to deal with economic issues. So, there are a lot of things that can fall under the economy. I mean, certainly healthcare falls under the economy, and tax policy and regulations and all that. The thing I think to watch for is not necessarily an economic thing. It's not necessarily an issue. It is how well Rick Perry does, Governor Perry does. He has really kind of stumbled out of the blocks after entering the race as a front runner. He's had a couple of I don't think I'm revealing any bias or anything. He's had a couple of very difficult debate performances, and he's had about three very difficult weeks as a candidate, and he's plummeted in the polls as a result. This debate represents an opportunity for him to kind of right the ship and cause people who have suddenly doubted him to give him another look. Mm. The other thing is the new guy in the top tier of candidates, according to all the latest polls, is Atlanta businessman Herman Cain. And this is new territory for him. And he's a guy who has largely escaped scrutiny. He'll be right in the mix. And there are going to be a lot of questions pressing him for details on some of his kind of very vague and still very general economic policies that he's put forth.
Mm. One of the things he did this weekend, was he drew a bead on the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators. We don't have much time left here, but I'm wondering, do you think that phenomenon, the Occupy Wall Street group, will have staying power? Will it be an issue? Will they have a role to play in as we roll along?
It remains to be seen how those protests and how that movement kind of organizes, and if it is able to really channel its energy into this congressional race or that Senate race or the presidential race. We're still in the very early weeks of it, but it is certainly something that everyone is watching. And Democrats and a lot of the Democratic interest groups, like the labor unions, have stepped forward and embraced it in recent days. But the White House is still watching it a little warily. I think a lot of Democrats are watching it still a little warily. They're not sure if they'll have the kind of control they would want over such a movement. Republicans are portraying it, obviously, as this radical movement, kind of anti-capitalist movement, and they're going to use it as a way to kind of paint the entire Democratic Party writ large as being in concert with Occupy Wall Street. But we still don't know the contours of that debate. But I think it's reasonable to think that it will be around. It will be around in some shape. We just don't know what the impact will be just yet.
You have a very interesting job.
I do. I wake up every morning, and I know I'm going to cover something interesting, even if I don't know exactly what it's going
to
be.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
I hope as many people as possible can come out, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what's on people's minds, too.
Thank you, Don.
All right, my pleasure. Take care.
NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne. He will visit WILL Thursday for a reception and talk from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Campbell Hall. Seating is limited, so to make a reservation, give us a call, 800-528-7980. Light refreshments will be served. The cost is $15 per person. Again, 800-528-7980. Or will it be an issue? Will they have a role to play in as we roll along?
It remains to be seen how those protests and how that movement kind of organizes, and if it is able to really channel its energy into this congressional race or that Senate race or the presidential race. We're still in the very early weeks of it, but it is certainly something that everyone is watching. And Democrats and a lot of the Democratic interest groups, like the labor unions, have stepped forward and embraced it in recent days. But the White House is still watching it a little warily. I think a lot of Democrats are watching it still a little warily. They're not sure if they'll have the kind of control they would want over such a movement. Republicans are portraying it, obviously, as this radical movement, kind of anti-capitalist movement, and they're going to use it as a way to kind of paint the entire Democratic Party writ large as being in concert with Occupy Wall Street. But we still don't know the contours of that debate. But I think it's reasonable to think that it will be around. It will be around in some shape. We just don't know what the impact will be just yet.
You have a very interesting job.
I do. I wake up every morning, and I know I'm going to cover something interesting, even if I don't know exactly what it's going to be.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
I hope as many people as possible can come out, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what's on people's minds, too.
Thank you, Don.
All right, my pleasure. Take care.
NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne. He will visit WILL Thursday for a reception and talk from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Campbell Hall. Seating is limited, so to make a reservation, give us a call, 800-528-7980. Light refreshments will be served. The cost is $15 per person. Again, 800-528-7980.
WILL programs are made possible by Strawberry Fields Natural Food Store. Strawberry Fields offers natural vitamins, health and beauty products, household cleaning products, pet foods, and an in-store nutritionist to answer questions about healthy eating. Strawberry Fields on Springfield Avenue in Urbana.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's